Every company is only creating more digital media files in order to stay relevant. So how does a company find, use, and reuse those digital media files when they need them? The answer is metadata. And the solution is MyDamnServices.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to MyDamnServices. MyDamnServices, the most efficient way to free up your digital asset management professionals and grow your business. Henrik and I found ourselves speaking more and more about artificial intelligence, synthetic content, and AI's ability to now manipulate or wholly create content that isn't real. This advancing technology, which has been emerging only over the last few years, is due to the revolution in deep learning. AI is generating synthetic media, a lensless game changer that will be immensely valuable for all creative industries. We had the pleasure to speak with Mark Milstein and receive his insights on this fascinating future where anyone can begin generating licensed, legally clean content with little to no skill or money required.
Mark, what is synthetic content?
Well, in a nutshell, synthetic content is content which is generated by AI. That's the long and the short of it. The more complicated answer to your question is that synthetic content is a rather complicated media generated by something called a generative adversarial network, a GAN, which is a algorithmic sausage maker. Raw, real photographic content is put into this confab of code, and on the output, synthetic media, completely unlike the original inputted raw data, is exported. That exported data, that exported media, is photography in all sense of the word. However, those images, whether it is of a sofa, a person, an object like an apple, or a landscape like a city, is unrecognizable from its original. And so synthetic media is the most disruptive force, I think, at this moment to enter into the visual media landscape for quite a number of decades, and will bring forth opportunities to democratize the creative process in a way that even the arrival of a digital camera on your phone and or the arrival of rolled film in the late 19th century, George Eastman's Brownie camera and Kodak, were never able to realize.
Who applies metadata to your digital media assets? Find out how MyDamnServices can help your company by visiting mydamservices.com and schedule a call with us today.